And particularly, I think, of the at wartime feeling became in 1940, and we, particularly in the South Coast, were faced with a threat of invasion, something which being quite unimaginable, nobody ever thought it possible. Well, we were a safe area for evacuees. But that again, even more, controlled everything we did, because we really did think that the invasion was coming quite literally any day, particularly by about September. And there were one or two scares when Home Guard was stood to and ready to do whatever was necessary. But the preparations for it had begun at very short notice. There's no bathing, because the beach was lined by steel stakes all the way to stop landings there, and brick pillboxes along the cliff suddenly appeared. And of course, with Home Guard, we were also had all our preparations. They were pretty feeble, just sandbag trenches, most of them. I know that's all they had at Portmore. But one of the genius Home Guard section commanders had contacts in Southampton with shipping agents or some shipping company, and he got hold of a very large buoy, like one of the Channel buoys, which he cut in half, put some slots in it, turned it upside down, and he had a pillbox. They could sit in there with their guns, shotguns.